USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
It's been 19 years since the September 11th terrorist attacks, and President Trump and the First Lady and former VP Joe Biden are at the United Flight 93 Memorial in Shanksville, Pennsylvania, while Vice President Mike Pence is at memorials going on in Lower Manhattan and in the nation's capital, where terrorist hijackers crashed American Flight 77 into the west wall of the Pentagon that day. Joint Chiefs of Staff Army General Mark Milley spoke at a memorial and praised all those in the Pentagon and on the plane for believing in American ideals like freedom.
Those ideas were and still are hated by our enemies, by fascists, Nazis, communists, Al-Qaeda, ISIS.
The consumer price index rose 0.4% in August when analysts expected a slightly higher increase. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature is fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I have a very busy podiatric practice, and usually I would find at lunchtime I kind of got a slump in terms of energy. But since I've been taking the Balance of Nature, I don't get that slump anymore. I've got a lot of good energy throughout the whole day with the Balance of Nature. I don't get cold. I don't get sick. And most importantly, I tell my patients, what you need to do is get your immune system up. And by terms of taking your fruits and vegetables, eating correctly, that's the best way to get the immune system up. So all in all, you guys just keep doing what you're doing. It's a wonderful product, and I really feel that people would benefit from taking this product. Very happy with it.
Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo welcoming long-awaited and what he calls very historic peace talks between the Afghan government and the insurgent Taliban. Warning, though, negotiations between Afghans' warring parties are likely to be a bit contentious.
We're proud of what we've achieved, but it's time for this next step. And I'm mindful of how difficult these conversations will be among the Afghans. But it's theirs for the taking. It's their country.
Pompeo speaking to reporters in Doha, Qatar, where the talks are being held. California Democratic Congress members Adam Schiff and Jimmy Gomez calling for an investigation a week after bags of U.S. mail were dumped in the parking lot of a Glendale, California spa. The reps have sent a letter to the U.S. Postal Inspection Service's top inspector demanding a federal investigation into why the two piles of unopened mail were taken there via a box truck in the middle of the night. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Wildfires fueled by gusty winds have now killed 23 people in the western U.S. Over 100 large fires are reported in 13 western states, destroying hundreds of homes and blazing through nearly 7,000 square miles. Dozens are still missing after a series of fires in Northern California, where at least 20,000 people have been told to evacuate. In Oregon, over 500,000 people have been forced to evacuate. Police in Portland, Oregon are no longer allowed to use tear gas against protesters. The mayor had banned the use of tear gas in June unless absolutely necessary, but yesterday he banned it entirely, saying it's time to reduce violence in the community. Portland has seen over 100 straight days of protests against police brutality. The NFL season is underway and the defending Super Bowl champs are off to a good start. The season kicking off last night with the Kansas City Chiefs beating the Houston Texans 34-20. Patrick Mahomes, a big reason for that, throwing three touchdown passes. And three federal judges are ruling against President Trump's order that undocumented immigrants not be counted in the census. Trump issued the memorandum back in July arguing undocumented immigrants should not be counted for the purpose of deciding how many members of Congress each state gets. Find us online at usaradio.com for USA Radio News. I'm Chris Barnes.